702 Masterclass.
It is time for our masterclass, as we do on a Wednesday. And today we're talking something a little bit different: pest control. How do you deal with pests? We're going to be joined by Matthew Zimbeta, Senior PCO Manager, for this conversation. And of course, you can get your questions and comments through on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Dr. Matthews, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on your show, Leo.
Can you just come a bit closer to your mic? There we go. Yeah. I absolutely love your shirt and the fact that it says Pest Control Police, and then it's got a bull there.
Yes.
What is the bull doing?
Well, the bull is just to show that we use our horns, you know, to push off all the pests.
So where did your career begin that you found yourself in pest control? Because I do not remember in my life hearing a child say, when I grow up, I want to be in pest control. I almost feel like it's an industry people, either your dad or you knew someone who did it, and then you fall into it.
Look, I'm a sports fundi myself. I used to be the sports editor for, you know, One Media 24 newspaper. Yes, I was a sports editor for 17 years. And as a journalist, I think I've got about 23 years as a sports journalist. And I've done, you know, everything sports-wise, rugby, cricket, you name them, football, athletics.
So wait, were there ants bothering you when you were on the pitch there on the side? And you're like, no, man, I need to change careers.
Look, I've always wanted to be in the agricultural sector. And yes. As a journalist, you know, I think journalism currently now, it's battling. And around 2014, that's when I realized that, you know what, I need to start a business of a sort, you know, just in case when I retire. And that's when I identified pest control as one means within the agricultural sphere. And that's when I started attending courses for pest control. Even though now I'm still employed, you know, by this fiber network company, Net99. I mean,
yes.
I'm there as their PR person,
yes.
Public relations. But the most important thing is that during my spare time, and I've declared, I'm doing pest control, you know. So it's...
I was about to say, are your bosses listening?
Well, they know that, I mean, they said you must mention us, right? Or else you're in trouble. You know what I mean?
It's during working hours. But I absolutely love that you even thought about that. I mean, being in the same industry of media and entertainment and the arts, it's unstable. And I just love, because for many of us, not even just in this industry, everybody's in a position where they need to be looking for second and third incomes. What I'm fascinated about is when you speak about pest control, you said specifically in the agriculture sector. I did not think it was in the agriculture sector, unless you are speaking around the pests that that you deal with on farms. Oh, because in my mind, pests are just a domestic issue. Even though we know there are pests on farms, I just assume bus prayer something and then keep it moving.
Now, remember, pest control is a prevention of, you know, pests of any sort. You know, it might be because a lot of us are accustomed to domestic pest control.
Yes.
Which is, you know, your cockroaches, your rats, your mice, your bed bugs, you know. But there's also the herbicides as well, you know, where animals within the agricultural sector is also, it forms part of pest control. But with regards to agriculture, where it comes in, they are the regulators of all the pest controllers. You know, even every company, every legit company, when you say you're a legit pest control company, you must be registered with the Department of Agriculture. You should be having something we call a P license. And if you don't have that, then you are not a qualified pest controller. And also you need, there's a lot of endorsements, you know, that you need to go through, you know, like your South African Pest Control Association. You know, there's different bodies whereby you need to be registered there so that you can, you know, legally operate and also issue out certain certificates, because a lot of companies, you know, they need their compliance certificates, and you cannot issue out compliance certificates if you are not registered and also endorsed by different pest control bodies that are there in South Africa.
Please tell me what you were studying, because you say you went to go and study, and I had a thought come into my mind as you were chatting about the governing bodies and all those things. I just had a thought around animal rights, right? Because where in your studies do they actually define what a pest is? Because they are animals, right? And we have those whose job it is to protect animals. But some animals are smaller, not in stature, but in the hierarchy of what we consider things that we need to fight for. So maybe help us clarify what qualifies as a pest in South Africa, and at what point does one say, yo, I need to call the SPCA to come and deal with this, because already we're having questions around pests that people keep as domestic animals.
Yeah.
You know, so what is that defining line? And for me, I think the phone call is, do you want someone to come kill or to come save?
Look, there's different kind of pests. You know, some of the pests, as we were mentioning, SPCA, you know, the SPCA, they've got their ways of dealing with different pests. Like, there's a lot of pests, you know, that you don't exterminate, you don't kill, you know, but you just control, especially on domestic and industrial as well as commercial sites. But basically, when you study pest control, there's different levels of studying pest control. There's other institutions, you know, recognized institutions that are offering courses, 3-year courses of pest control. Yes. And there's others, you know, colleges that are offering 1-year course. But a lot of guys, you know, attend, you know, to this weekly pest control courses, whereby you will be studying how to, you know, fumigation, you study structural pest control, you study about how to deal with rats. They give you different courses, and they go with their different certificates. And when you apply, even with the Department of Agriculture, it's a difficult process, whereby after getting all those qualifications, you need to go to the Department of Agriculture and say, guys, I need to be registered. But now you need to work under a supervisor, like a company like ourselves, for a period of about 6 months or so, just to learn the chemicals, just to learn how to use the pesticides and herbicides and, you know, rodenticides. And by so doing, we teach you even the measurements on how to use on certain liters, you know, because
it can be a danger to people. Just say, so you said pesticides, did you say herbicides?
Herbicides as well as...
And rodenticides.
And rodenticides,
I did not even... It's the first time I even hear the word rodenticides, but I already know what it is for. And it makes sense why the system would be rigid and difficult to get into, because you could be putting people's lives in danger, especially if you are coming into people's homes, or let's say somebody has their small little farming situation and they're asking you to come through and help with their crops. At some point, human beings are going to be consuming those things. So does a person have to be good at science, for example, to understand the part of the chemicals? Or you don't have to have been good at science, but you can go in and learn how the chemicals are mixed, the percentages that need to be used, and all those things.
Yeah, definitely. You don't need science, you know, to do that. We just have to learn on how many milliliters, you know, you use for a 16-liter knapsack. A knapsack, it's just a bottle which we normally use to put pressure on it, and the chemical is there, then it will be, you normally see that, like a lot of guys in the townships are walking around with those bottles, like it's a backpack of a sort, you know.
Yes.
You just pump it up and it pushes through water out there. So when you're dealing with areas like your agricultural sector, you know, especially where there's, you know, horses and, you know, cows as well as sheep, and, you know, where there's a lot of animals, you know, there's certain types of pesticides or herbicides that you use, because you don't need to kill the grass, you don't need to kill the animals, you don't need, when you use that thing, like an animal goes past you know, and herbicides or a chemical, let me call it that for the sake of people to understand. It doesn't need to, feel itchy in their body.
Yes.
So there's many ways, you know, of dealing with these things. And the most important thing that we have noticed is that there's a lot of outlets, you know, where they are selling, you know, pesticides and everything that you can find, you know, it's out there in the shops. And people are just buying them. But the problem is
doing guesswork.
And doing guesswork. They don't read the instructions. Mm. Definitely they don't. And I remember there was one incident that made me angry. I think it was in KZN, whereby a so-called pest control company, you know, they went in there. It was a block of flats. And one person in a house or in a unit, they said they've got cockroaches. They need to be helped. They went in there. They operated, and after operating, I think because of the measurements, then it started affecting the neighbors, and apparently one of the neighbors died because of that. Do you imagine if somebody has got... if somebody has got asthma or whatever, you know, disease that they've got, then you've used that thing, and that person maybe is, you know, asthmatic, then it's going to struggle with that, struggle to breathe. And so the company, I believe, I think it was taken on by the relevant bodies of pest control.
I'm those people that have asthma. And even when, I don't want to specifically promote any brand, but I don't know how else, when you say to someone, Zamoraga Doom, everybody knows when you say Doom what you're talking about for the things in the, I can't even be in the room. But at what point would you say a person should call pest control? Because there are things at the supermarket that you can use, a variety of things that even you can use. There's this other gummy like glue stuff you can put outside for ants. There are things you can spray. At what point would you say we need to call someone in?
It depends on the infestation in your house or
and
in your
tolerance
business.
Level.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to be you know, use your own discretion. But it's always very important to call in your nearest pest control company when you see there's a serious infestation, because what we are dealing with, Lewihile, it's too much, you know. You know, I've dealt with, you know, an area whereby when we are done, when we were sweeping all those cockroaches, then they could fill up a bucket, you know, because there were so many. And the other guys, you know, they would normally, you know, there's rodents as well, you know, rats.
And, sorry, I just need a moment because I'm getting thrills, you know, when your skin crawls, man, because I cannot stand rodents and the, so I just need a moment. Trigger warning to those of you listening and have the same feeling as me as we're having this conversation of being a little bit grossed out.
Yeah.
But I get the point you're trying to make, is that sometimes because all you're seeing is the little problem, you find yourself having to go into people's ceilings, into basements, into gardens, and they're coming out being so many things. Because we will only know when the issue starts to affect your day-to-day life.
Essentially, when you see a rat in your a cockroach in your house, then you should know there's plenty more somewhere.
I heard that.
Yeah.
That if what is that with cockroaches? Is it like if you see one cockroach? Because somebody says to me, I'd rather deal with ants any day. Because I complain, you know. Sometimes you get the ants that if you leave something sugary, you get those sugar ants.
Yeah.
Or if you even leave a dirty, if you don't rinse your dishes, you will find it black, covered in ants. And they said, that is fine. But a cockroach, if you see one, you must know there are many.
Yeah.
Oh, and eggs. Oh.
Exactly, exactly. And cockroaches, they can put up around 300 offsprings in a year. You know,
what?
So imagine if you don't do that within a year or in your business sector. I'm talking one of it. You know, it can put up, you know, over 300. So if there's 300 of them, then you can multiply that as much as you can, then they would be in your house. And also, when you've got such and you don't deal with it, you're also affecting your neighbors because they will go there as well, you know, just to spread the wings. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I'm very traumatized. My skin is itching. I'm having... I'm so grossed out by what you've told me. Now if I see one cockroach, I'm going to freak out. Okay, what we're going to do, I want to ask quickly about if, let's say, somebody, you know, like at my home, I'm growing spinach, I'm growing some herbs, I'm growing cabbage. But you start to see little holes. Are you a person I can call where I haven't seen the pest, but I know there's an issue?
Yeah.
Is your expertise to come and say, the thing eating your plants is X, yeah, and this is what you need to do?
Definitely, yes. We normally come and inspect, and immediately after that, then we're going to bring in relevant herbicides or
yes,
pesticides, you know, whatever that is, which is not going to affect your plant, which is not going to affect your soil, which is not also going to affect, you know, the environment closer to you, because the kids or somebody else might be picking up. So, you know, such things, you know what I mean? So we try our level best to ensure that it is as friendly as possible.
We've got so many questions already coming in. I need to brace myself. I didn't realize I need to be this mentally prepared for this conversation because my skin is crawling. So, whew.
Imagine dealing with reds.
Oh my God, I hate them. You know, like I used to be so concerned around stray cats that come into the yard. But then I was like, I will rather have 10 stray cats come because they take care of your rat problem. And I recall there's this place in Rome that I went to, and it's, I can't explain, it's not a building, it's almost like a mini structure. But when you walk past there, it has got maybe over 120, 130 cats. And the tour guide was explaining to us that back in the day, years and years and years ago, they had a rat infestation problem. So they decided to bring all these cats. Now the rats are gone, but they've got millions of
now
cats.
Now they're stuck with the rats now.
With the cats.
With the cats. You remember in Alexander, they brought in eagles or what?
Owls.
And
then people killed them because, oh my God, I shouldn't be laughing. But I remember people killed them because as black people, owls are not seen as, it's kind of, what is the belief around owls?
You know, owls are believed to be the nocturnal animals, you know, of which, or birds that we as black people,
yes, so there is a belief around witchcraft. But I specifically remember hearing a story that people were cutting their feet off
to create something.
Yes.
In Alexander, by the way.
But you have to, you can't just introduce a solution without education, awareness, 100%. And all of those things. When we come back, we're jumping straight into all of your questions. Guys, please keep your language tidy. I'm freaking out and I need to be able to finish this conversation. Like, my skin is itching.
702 Masterclass.
This is a masterclass on pest control, and we are with Matthew Zimpeta, Senior PCO Manager, around the job he does with his business of pest control. I'm a little bit grossed out, but we take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. All right, we're going straight to all of the questions. So this question says, this is for the fumigation part of the show. I've been having a red ant invasion at my house in the south of Joburg. I can't even send my kids to play on the grass, as within a few minutes, they're getting bitten by these ants. And at home, if I drop food on the floor, within minutes, the ants are everywhere. I went and bought a spraying backpack and some chemicals called chloroperifus and cypermetrin, and still cannot get rid of these pesky red ants. What am I doing wrong? Please, can I have some advice? Are those red ants he's talking about, do we refer to them as fire ants?
Yeah.
The ones that bite, guys. Yo.
Because you come from Soshanguva, I guess you guys would call them mandindan. You see, with such ants, I guess the listener here, what they should do, I think it's done everything right, you know, even the chemicals. Like I said, you know, it's got cypermethrin, and it's one of the chemicals that we normally use, especially for outside. Now, the most important thing about ants is that you've got to know first where they're coming from. Where's the nest?
Mm.
Because a lot of people, when they see ants in the house, then this blue thing.
Blue death.
Bacilla, yeah. All over the kitchen cupboards and everything. But now you didn't deal with the problem, because now you need to go outside, like we do the inspection. We can round around your house. You would find the hole, it's somewhere in the gate. That's where you're going to deal with your ants from the gate, and they will no longer appear in your house. So that's the trick. You know, that's why you have to call a pest control company.
Thank you so much for that question. Regarding the pest issue, I've got bats that are between the ceiling and tiles, but they get in the ceiling and tiles. They get into the house often in the summer months. We can be having dinner or sitting watching TV when a bat flies. Yo, guys, it's so disturbing. I'd like to know, what is the best way to have them humanely removed?
Humanely removed, because bats, normally we have to deal with them humanely, definitely. And we normally come to your house and we have to bring in mortar and sand, just to ensure that we're going to close off all the holes that are there in your roof. And in most cases, the way the house is built, there's certain tiles, outside tiles, whereby we have to remove them completely, because when the builders, they build, they leave certain holes. I think if
they're gaps.
Or gaps. Or
yes.
The air breather, or
yes.
They call them,
I guess. Ventilation.
The ventilation
holes
of the house.
Yes.
Now, with this, we have to try and cover the gaps that are there in between the tiles as well as the house itself. So by covering that, we close it off, and the ones that are remaining inside, we're going to come during the day, because the bats, they are more active at night. So when we come in there, immediately after we've covered all the gaps, then we're going to use a big fog machine, you know, just to spray inside or at the top, at the rooftop of your house. That's to ensure that the chemical will, suffocate the rest of these guys that are in there. We've got no choice, especially with bats. Normally, you know, as part of the bat family, they shouldn't be, killed, because we don't kill such.
Yes.
We normally preserve them. But now, I don't think the SPCA would take them as well.
Guys, somebody is asking about a solution for cats that mess all over and don't cover their mess. So I'm assuming it's other people's cats coming into the yard. Isn't there, somebody said, what's that thing? There's a plant that chases away cats.
Yeah.
I don't know what your solution is.
I think firstly, you need to report such a place to the SPCA. They know what to do. They will normally come to your house, and you're going to have to talk, as neighbors. If you don't want them, then the neighbor must keep their cats in their house. You get what I mean?
Yes, I completely understand. We've got some voice notes coming through. We'll take three questions, and then we'll start answering.
Hi, Lerebogile and your guest. You know, I want to know as to how to deal with the bed bugs. I'm not so sure why that falls under the pest, but this thing has been troubling me for almost 2 years. I've tried so many things and it doesn't work. So I need to know as to how can I deal with these things once and for all. We don't sleep because of these things. Because while you're still enjoying your sleep, it will just bite you, and it's very painful. It's very painful. Sam from Soweto. Thank you.
Hi, Rolebu and team. Hey, Rolebu, can you please ask your guest, man, how do we get rid of the ANC? Any advice, please?
Just a quick question on pest control in domestic, man. Can the pest controller be able to tell how long the cockroaches and the rats or mice have been living in my house?
Okay, we all agree that the one about the ANC is a tongue-in-cheek. I'm assuming you don't come and get rid of political parties.
No.
If they're canvassing at your door.
Unfortunately, no.
I'll call pest control.
They're going to have to go to the IEC on that one.
All right, so let's talk about the bed bugs. Remember there was an infestation in Paris?
Yes.
How do you deal with those?
A lot of people, the one mistake that they normally do is to take out their mattress outside. And now, the minute you start taking out your mattress outside, you're spreading, you know, these bed bugs, you know, all over the house. And they not only stay on your mattress, they also stay in cracks that are there within your bedroom and so forth. So we
And they can also go into your clothes, ne?
They go to your clothes because that's where they get the warmth and they hide in there. So we have to come and we've got to fumigate the entire bedroom as well as the entire house, because you wouldn't know where they have gone to, because it's important in most cases that we use certain chemicals that are pesticides that are normally designed for especially bed bugs, because they can be very stubborn. Like your caller was saying, it's always bed bugs that are very stubborn, you know, to be killed.
One says, how do we deal with rats in the ceiling? But I think let's talk about rats in general. I know there are people on farms that are dealing with many rats. People in Alex, we dealt with rats Koso Shanguve, but the ones in Alex have an attitude that they belong there, and they are the size of cats. So what is the methodology to deal with rats? Because also, if you've got children in the house, we do not want things like rat tags being put out. It poses such a big risk.
It's it puts a very, very big risk. I mean, I think maybe you were running with a story of, you know, these kids who ate rat poison and from the preschool, and the kids, I think most of them were hospitalized. They had to be treated because rats, definitely rats, you have to call the pest control company. They have to come, because we know how to position our rodenticides, you know, which are chemicals. Normally it's blocks that we normally use, and we have to install as well bait stations. That's where we're gonna keep our rodenticides in there. That's why, like, when you're going or when you are shopping around different shopping centers, or even schools, or even business sites, you would find small black boxes outside. That's where we call them, you know, the bait boxes. And that's where we keep all these chemicals in there, so that no one, even your pets at home, like your pets, your cats and dogs, they won't even be able to access, you know, the chemical that has been put in that particular box. And also we spray, so that we can, you know, because it goes around smelling. So now with these chemicals, they normally, you know, stay away. But it is always important to use the boxes. Unfortunately, the boxes, what normally happens is that in your house or in your yard, when you've put in these boxes, then the rat or the mice, it comes in there, it chows the chemical, it feels stomach cramps, it feels that it's not feeling well, then it would go to seek water. And the minute it gets water, that's when, you know, the poison within that chemical then kicks in. That's when it's going to die. It might die three houses or, you know, three buildings from where it ate. You see, that's where the tree comes in. Sometimes we'd find a person saying, I don't have rats, but the rats just died in my yard. It's because of that. And we normally use different rodenticides, like chemicals of the rats, because you see, when a rat, you use one means of a chemical, then it becomes it becomes part of their gene, because it goes out
as
there.
As in they start to now build a resistance.
That's correct.
To the chemicals. So
that's why rat tags these days is no longer killing rats, because they are used to it. Most of them, it's within their genes.
Have you ever smelled when there's a dead rat in the house?
Yes.
I know that smell.
Yes.
It's disgusting. And it is disgusting.
One listener was asking about how do you know that, you know, this rat's for how many years, you know, they've been
the
there.
Oh, the cockroaches.
Yes. We know, because we can... we can see based on their droppings, you know, for how many years. Because I can see, you know, and I can smell where there's cockroaches. I mean, I think it comes along with experience. I can smell rats. I can smell cockroaches, that there's something in here. And I can even see their droppings, like where they are. And the way we normally deal with cockroaches is certain areas within the house. That's, you know, the trick that we normally don't tell people. But
it's
a secret.
Many people are talking also around cockroaches and ants, but an interesting one says, another method to deal with snakes, I don't know if people ever phone you for snakes, is planting lemongrass marigold plant to repel snakes. Do you ever get phoned for snakes?
Yeah, I think the listener is also right. But with snakes, I've dealt with snakes a lot. And with snakes, what happens is that when you say you've got snakes within your building, we normally bring in snake repellents. Those are, you know, chemicals that we also use. We just repel them. If you've seen that the snake maybe has gone into your house, then you're going to have to call the SPCA. They're going to bring in guys who are dealing with the snake catchers. The other ones, you know, who are trained to deal with the snakes. We can only repel them just to ensure that they don't come into your house. But if it's already in the house, even myself sometimes, then I get terrified, you know, by a snake because you don't know where it is, you know.
And also you don't know if it's poisonous or what kind of snake it is. And with snakes, you know, you can the poison can be deathly and instant. We've got more voice notes.
Hey, quick one, man. I mean, I've got a lizard problems in my yard, man. How do I get rid of these lizards in the yard? Thanks.
Hi, Lebza. You say your skin is itching. I am eating lunch as we speak. And what I'm eating has the brownie stuff. And now your guest is talking about cockroaches. You know, and I want to eat my food. And at the same time, I want to listen.
I absolutely feel you there.
Afternoon, Lebogile. Can you please ask your guest, what can I use for the control of moles? My yard is full of heaps and heaps of sand because of these moles. They're in my yard or in the area, but it is really a pest. Every day we wake up to heaps and heaps of sand. Thank you.
Good afternoon with Bramethio the Mpete. I just want to ask the brother, I haven't even asked him because I'm used to him, why cockroaches are so stubborn. Thank you. It's William Pretoria. You know what is who's talking. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's start with the first question around lizards.
Yeah, we call them geckos, and they normally troublesome, especially at houses where they've got rough, you know, plaster. So the geckos, there's another chemical as well, you know, which is specially designed for it. It's the smell of that chemical that normally keeps them away, because it's irritating, I must say, with regards to these things, because they go inside the house as well, you know, so which sometimes you would be asleep and something falls on you and papa, it's a lizard, you know what I mean? So you normally have to do this thing, and how to deal with them is to spray around the windows, to spray around every area where it can gain access.
And those are the lizards that if you try, I remember in school they said if you cut its tail, it just grows back.
It grows back, yeah.
Ah! Sus, man. The other question was around moles.
Yeah, moles,
in the garden.
They fall under the family of termites. And they are also dealt with the same way as ants. You know, we have to find a hole because they normally create tunnels underground, you know. And when you kill them here, they open up somewhere. You kill them somewhere, they go somewhere. So you have to go to the nest, or we call them the queen. That's where the queen is, and we have to pump in over 30 liters, you know, at some point. That's what I've done, you know, in a certain house. We had to put in 30 liters of that in that house. But again, we can drill within your, what do you call this, your foundation, because that's how we normally do it. Because a lot of guys, especially the builders, you know, what they would normally do when you say Kebatlo Waga, they just come, they just build, they don't do the soil control of that particular area. Mm. So that's why you'd end up, you know, with your house having termites that are going to be chowing your house. You'd find for your expensive wall units as well as kitchen units, they're going to be eaten by these things.
Matthew, no offense, but I'm done with you. Matthews, somebody on the Emulefi in Roslyn says, used your services. You're absolutely amazing. How can people get in touch with you?
We are available on 081, that's WhatsApp, 368-8349. And also, you can visit our website is www.thepestcontrolpolice.co.za, and on all our social media platforms, it's MGT Pest Police.
Matthews, thank you, but no thank you. Thank you for coming through. Thank you.